So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf taught, Takaisim nechasim lebana v'chasim le'ishtei karka kolshu of the ksubasa. If a dying person assigned all his assets to his sons, and he also assigned a small parcel of a land to his wife, she cannot collect her ksuba from the son's inheritance, because her silence indicates that for receiving a gift of land she was meichel, she relinquished her lien that she had on all the assets that her husband currently owns. Otherwise, she should have objected. Shmuel adds, "Afilu la hikna la ela dekel echel la peirosav of the ksubasa." Even if he only assigned her a palm tree for its fruits, she loses her ksuba because the akne la begufa de ara, she received a portion in the actual palm tree which is considered karka. However, bepeiri, if he only assigned to her the fruits of the palm tree, it depends if the fruits are still attached to the tree. Mechuber of the ksubasa, metaltali loy of the ksubasa. If they are attached, she cannot collect from the other properties because her gift is considered karka, just like dekel la peirosav, and for a significant gift of karka, she was meichel her shibud. But if they are not attached, she can collect from the other properties because for an insignificant gift of metatlin, she was not meichel har shibud. The Gemara mentions another exception to this halacha. Hahu depalginu lenichse leitzei v'levnei v'sharcha diklo le'obt ksubasa. If the shchimer assigned all his assets to his wife and sons, but he left over one palm tree for himself, she cannot collect her ksuba from the son's inheritance because migu de nachse ladikla nachse nami lekula nichse. Her silence does not indicate that she was meichel her lien because since she can still collect her ksuba from the dekel, she did not want to object to the matana and upset her husband, and she intended to collect her ksuba first from the dekel, and if it's not enough, she will collect the rest from the son's inheritance. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna, if a dying person assigned all his assets to someone without specifying whether it was an inheritance or a gift, it depends. If that person was an eligible heir, the assets are considered an inheritance, like the opinion of Rabbi Yechim and Bereika, that a person can assign all his assets to the heir of his choice. And if the person was not an heir, the assets are considered a gift. Rav Ander Bar Ava attempted to explain the distinction in whether it was a Yerusha or Matana as follows. Imro liyarshay amanasay nizaynis minchasav. If the assets are Yerusha, the widow can collect support from these assets because the Mishnah Ksubis rules, amana nizaynis minchzi yisaymim. A widow can collect support from her husband's estate that now belongs to his heirs. Then lav ein amanasay nizaynis minchasav. If the assets are a Matana, the widow cannot collect support from these assets because the Mishnah Gittin rules, the widow cannot collect support from her husband's assets which he sold or gave to others only from Bnei Chayrin. Rava, however, rejected this distinction because Hashdi Birush Deraisa Amrit, Amanasai Nizainis Melchasav, Bematana Drabban Lakoshkin. If the widow can collect support from Yerusha, which takes effect midiraisa, then certainly she can collect support from the matana of a shchimra, which takes effect only midirabanan. And as the Rashbam explains, we must say that only regarding matana gemura bekinyan, a meitzim and chasim shabadim, she cannot collect support only from a gift that was accomplished with a proper kinyan. However, matna shchimra meitzim and chasim shabadim, she can collect support from a gift that was accomplished through the takanas chachama of matna shchimra. Therefore, Rav explains the distinction is in the case of Nichse Loch Vacharecha Leplani. If a Shchimra states, my assets shall go to Reuben, and after he dies they shall go to Shimon, not to Reuben's heirs, Ima Yerishin Ro Liyarshai, Ein Lesheni B'makam Rishin Klum. If Reuben was an eligible heir, the assets are a Yerusha, and therefore after he dies, they go to his heirs and not to Shimon, because as the Rashbam explains, the Kibin Asoi Yerish V'zacha B'din Taira, Ein Yerichalakal La'akar Tairis Yerusha Me'aisai Sheyerish Kvar. Once Reuben acquires the assets as a Yerusha, they belong to him completely and then to his heirs, and the Shchimer has no right to revoke a Yerusha. However, v'imlav noitla mishum matana, v'achrab l'sheni. If Reuben was not an eligible heir, the assets are a matana, and therefore after Reuben dies, they go to Shimon, not to Reuben's heirs, because the Shchimer has the right to revoke a matana, as in every case of acharecha l'plani. Zok the Mishnah, a kaysev is nachasav la'achayim v'niyich es banav ma'asha asa asli, ele ein ruach hachamim noich emenu. If a person assigned all his assets to a stranger and left nothing for his sons, it is effective because it's a matana, a gift. However, the chacham are not pleased with him because, as Rashbam explains, to kuma'akar nach l'day raisa. He circumvented, albeit halachically, the Torah's rules of inheritance. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, im lohoyu banav noigin kashura, zachor la'tayv. If his sons did not act appropriately, his act is praiseworthy because they do not deserve a portion in the Yerusha. As the Gemara explains, the Chacham disagree and hold that even if imloy hayu banav nagim kashura, ein ruch Chachamim noichemenu. Even if his sons did not act appropriately, his act is not praiseworthy because, as Rashbam explains, dil manaf kemenei zar ma'alya. Perhaps his future descendants will act appropriately, and they do deserve a portion in the Arusha. As Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, lo itahave bi avur achsanta, afila mibar bishula bar tava, bakoshke mibar labrata. You should not be present when a father transfers his assets from one heir to another heir, even from a wicked son to a pious son who is qualified for Yerusha, and certainly from a son to a daughter who is not qualified for Yerusha. The Gemara applies this machlokes to the incident of Yosef ben Yehezer, who had a son who did not act appropriately. Havala Elisa the Dinri, kom Akdasha. Yosef ben Yehezer donated a purse of dinar coins, his entire fortune, to Hektish because he did not want to leave anything for his son. Later on, the son married in Zavanla Binisa, Kara Ashkach Bab Margalisa. He bought a fish for his wife and discovered a gem inside. Amtiyar Shamu Betlesler Ilasa de Dinri, Amrilei Shva Ika Shislaka. He brought the gem to Hektish for them to purchase for the Cheshen stones, and they appraised it at 13 purses of dinar coins. But the Hektish treasury had only 7 in their possession and were short the other 6. Upon which the son announced, Sheva Havuli Shiz Harein Mukdashis Lashamayim. Give me the 7, and I donate the remaining 6 to Hektish. Amdu B'Kasub, the sages at the time recorded this transaction. And the Gemara offers 2 versions of what they wrote. Yosef ben Yehezer hichnes achas, ubenoi hichnes sheish. The father, Yosef ben Yehezer, donated only 1 elisa, while his son donated 6 elisa. As the Gemara explains, according to this version, the son was praised. Meduka amri hichnes machlav d'shapa avit. The word hichnes implies that the son acted properly. And as Rashbam explains, likewise, Yosef ben Yehezer acted properly in disinheriting his son and donating his estate to Hektish, in the merit of which the son improved and was zeichah to make such a large donation to Hektish. This is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, im lahayu banav nagim kashura zachor latayv. According to the second version, they wrote, Yosef ben Yehezer hichnes achas ubenoi hoitzi sheva. The father Yosef ben Yehezer donated 1 elisa, while his son extracted from Hektish 7 elisa. According to this version, the son was not praised. Medika amri haitzi mechlal delav shaper abed. The word haitzi implies that the son acted improperly. And likewise, Yosef ben Yehezer acted improperly in disinheriting his son. And lefikach nesgalglo chayva v'haitzi b'nai sheva shariken kol oitzis hektish. This caused his son to act improperly in emptying the treasury. This is in accordance with the opinion of the Chacham, who hold that even if m'lohayu banam noigim kashura, ein ruach chachamim noichemem.